Talk Radio 640 WGST. Time to get now to one of our, well, fine correspondents, our technology guy. He is Mr. Rick Limpert. He is a contributor for Yahoo News and Sports, and he is right here in Atlanta, probably going to be waving a flag down at the Hawks game tonight. You can also check him out, some of his fine work on Examiner.com, where he writes a daily tech column. You can follow him on Twitter as well. Rick Roswell, heck, we've given so much information about you, Rick, we might as well just give out your phone number so people can interact with you that way.
No, don't do that.
Rick, how's it going? Excited for the Hawks game tonight?
I'm looking forward to what should be, I think, a close and a good game tonight.
We talked with Michael Collins a bit ago. You know, number eight beating number one doesn't happen often. The only memory that I have of that happening in the NBA was the Golden State Warriors and Baron Davis a number of years ago beating the then top-seeded Dallas Mavericks. And what an outrage and shock that was. We'll see if the Hawks can duplicate that tonight here, as they do have a chance to close it out. But want to get to a couple of tech things with you as well. Of course, we do talk a little sports with you from time to time because you do cover sports for Yahoo as well. But let's pick it up with Singapore ousting the United States when it comes to technology in the classroom. We're lagging further behind here in education, Rick.
Yeah, imagine that. And, you know, with all the money that we spend on technology supposedly in classrooms, I guess it's surprising when I first read it, but I guess when you think about it, it doesn't surprise you that they're spending a ton of money and a lot of these kids aren't even using technology or using it in the correct way like it's being used in the countries in Asia like Singapore.
What technology do you think belongs in the classroom? What should we be inserting into the classroom with some of these big, gigantic budgets that we have in our school systems?
Well, the simple answer would be technology actually that they're going to let the kids use. In Singapore, they use it in the regular tone of classroom, the daily classroom activities. In the U.S. here, they use it, they have breakout sessions, although the kids will use the technology by themselves, and it's not integrated really into the classroom flow, I guess. So, if you're going to have it, you might as well use it. And in a country like Singapore, you're using it on a daily basis and every day. The U.S. is kind of like a little special treat for kids to be able to use it. I don't think that's the right way to do it.
So we shouldn't be treating that like Movie Friday. That should be like a full part of the curriculum here if we want to at least catch up with countries like Singapore, who at the moment are really quite ahead of us in the classroom.
Well, you use your computer every day, don't you, Sal?
Absolutely.
Your tablet or phone every day, don't you?
Yeah.
Why shouldn't the kids be using it?
Absolutely, and far too often, you know, kids are using those devices a lot further and more often than the adults are. Talking with Rick Limpert, who is a technology writer for Yahoo, contributor there, as well as Yahoo Sports. You can check out his daily column at Examiner.com. Follow him on Twitter at rolling out some new MacBook Airs. Tell us about that.
Yeah, if you're in the market for a MacBook Air, you're actually going to get a little more bang for your buck. They've taken $100 off the price of what MacBook Air notebooks were going for, and they sped up the processor a little bit. So an 11-inch Air now is $899, $100 off, and the 13-inch is down to $1,199. So, I mean, Apple computers are not cheap by any means, but they give them nuts a little bit of a break now.
What are some of the benefits? Like, I'm still a PC guy, and I have not been able to get dragged over to the Mac. How difficult is it to make that transition if you're a PC user to get over and start being a Mac person?
It's never been easier. I mean, they're so similar now, the Windows and the Mac operating system. A lot of the software runs the same way. The same software is available for both systems. The transition now is really easy. You just have to decide if, you know, an Apple computer is better for what you're needing it for or a Windows, but they're so similar. They're almost interchangeable now.
Talking with Rick Limpert, you can follow him on Twitter. He's on there, at Rick Roswell. Not surprised at all to read this headline this week. Newspaper readership down. Not banging on print publications here, but good to see that. Complementing that is that digital content readership is up. But the big question here, Rick, is are people paying for content?
they were. But I don't know if this is kind of a catch 22, say newspaper readership is down. The little article I came across saying that, you know, gas stations and newsstands are carrying fewer and fewer newspapers now, so people can't get the actual print newspapers. So that forces them to go online. That may be why the digital content readership is up. But I think also because there is so much more information now online, that people are getting more and more accustomed to going online to get their news and information. So this is, Alvin Trump doesn't surprise me, and I think it's only going to keep moving in that direction.
Well, print advertisements dropping 8.6%, and overall ad sales for newspapers down some 6.5%. At the Dunkin' Donuts that I go to most often, it's at the corner of Druid Hills and La Vista. They do have a newspaper machine outside, but when you walk in to any coffee shop, Dunkin', Starbucks, whatever, it's everybody on their computer. Nobody's reading the newspaper at the coffee shop anymore. We're usually working, and if we're browsing any sort of material or content, we're typically looking at Facebook and Twitter and other social media sites.
Yeah, the news is real time, and, you know, the newspapers come out early in the morning. A lot of times the news will have changed, and that's old news by then. But similarly, the Starbucks where I go, they just have stacks of newspapers. Now I think they only get three copies of the AJC and maybe a couple of Wall Street, you know, a couple of New York Times. And basically by the end of the day, they're still sitting in the stand. So it's kind of a shame, but I think just talking about those people that were reading newspapers, they're not reading it online.
Talking with Rick Limpert, technology contributor for Yahoo. He also writes some sports pieces for them as well. You can follow him on Twitter. He's on there, at Rick Roswell. One of the big wireless giants in the country, Verizon, admits that they are taking customer browsing data and giving that information to advertisers. What is up with this? I mean, this is not shocking, but how deep is this actually running?
It's running deep on a lot of different levels. Yeah, it's not shocking. But in addition to this, it's not easy to know, but some of the companies are saying that browsers that they've been tracking from kids, they're no longer going to use that information and send the relevant advertising to kids. So I think that they've at least tempered themselves a little bit. But these are what how these companies make money, and they want to target people the best they can and just have that relevant advertising and relevant ads in front of you, and that's how they're doing it.
Microsoft is going to absorb Nokia. I know some people who have Windows phones and really like them and say that they're the best thing ever. How long is Microsoft going to last in this game?
They're at a critical point right now. This is their last effort. Probably they're buying Nokia, which is an international phone giant. But most of the Microsoft phones are all Nokia phones. I've tried a couple. I have a couple. And it is pretty nice. It's pretty slick that they don't have the variety of apps available that you get for the Apple or the Android ecosystem. So that's the battle that Windows is facing. You know, they can't get people to make the same app and as many apps. They're always going to have that struggle.
Rick, we'll end it there. Appreciate it. Talk Radio 640 WGST. Follow Rick Limpert on Twitter at Rick Roswell. That does it for the Sully Show here on this fine and beautiful Thursday afternoon. Dave Ramsey.